Hey guys, Natalia Schneimler here. I help boy moms have a better relationship with their sons and themselves by teaching them the tools how to manage their mind so that when anything comes up in life, they know exactly how to take care of themselves and their kids. Hey guys, how are you doing? I'm so excited to talk to you today. I just got back from a hockey tournament with my son and they took third place, which was so exciting. And that was my first time experiencing a hockey tournament and it was great. Hockey in Canada is a professional sport. They know how to do that well. So I really enjoyed that. And I am playing a lot of doubles tennis. I call myself a professional tennis player because I play almost every day, and a professional driver because I drive my kids every day, every evening somewhere to some sport. So, but on the side, I'm a little podcaster and coach. So I am recording this for you today. If you want to start your own podcast, this episode is for you. And especially for my friend Kathy, who wants to start a podcast. She's been wanting to start it for a while. And I'm just going to give you all the reasons for why you should start one. The number one benefit that I found is practicing the feeling of good enoughness. So you know how all of us, well, you might feel like you're the only one, but basically all of us feel like we're not good enough. We're not doing enough. We're not fast enough. We're not smart enough. We're an imposter. Something's wrong. We're doing something's wrong. We're just basically somehow not good enough. So the number one benefit that I found for me in creating a podcast is that I get a chance to practice a feeling of that I'm good enough. Because in order to record an episode, each single episode, in order to start one, I had to feel that I'm good enough. I had to feel that what I have to say matters. I had to feel like my experience matters. My perspective matters. What I have to say matters. And also at the same time, because what I have to say matters and my perspective and like what I, this helpful thing that I have to share matters, it also matters to help someone. It matters that someone's, that one other person's person who listens, their day matters, their life matters, their change in perspective matters. So basically, this is a chance starting your podcast, or, you know, podcast is one way of expression, but, you know, painting, doing something creative, doing something that contributes to your well-being, to the world, is a way of saying, I matter, I'm good enough, this matters, this can make my life better and someone else's life better. Saying that, recording the podcast is your chance to practice that in your day. And I will tell you, from experience, this is going to be my fourth year, it is a muscle that needs kind of strengthening. And recording an episode each time is a way to strengthen it. And just like when we do weights, if I haven't done weights in a while, the weights are going to feel heavy. If I've been doing weights regularly, I'm going to feel strong. And so the same with the podcast. If I feel good enough and I practice that every week or however often I record, then I'm going to feel good enough more of the time. I'm going to feel worthy more of the time. If I take a break, just like now, I took maybe a 6-week break because I pre-recorded the last 6 episodes. I have not been recording, but I have been saving up ideas. I have been saving up my life stories. I've been saving up helpful things that were helpful to me. But because I haven't been recording, I hadn't had a chance to practice this feeling of worthiness, this feeling like, hell yes, my voice matters. What I have to say matters. So today was a lot harder for me to work up the energy to record it, because by default, this might come as a surprise or shock for you, but for me, this is the norm. And for everyone I know,
the default voice says, no, you have nothing to say. Who are you? You don't matter. You cannot help anyone. Basically, you suck. That's the default. And if we get so used to listening to that default, we're not going to do anything, right? So it's just a matter of practicing responding to that. And so that is the number one benefit of starting your podcast. That might not sound that fun to you, but it actually is super fun because you get to overcome the biggest obstacle in your life, which is that feeling of not good enoughness. Each episode you record, you're going to feel like you conquered your biggest fear, your biggest monster in your head. And you're like, you know what? I dare to say something on the podcast today because I matter, because I have something to say, because this is going to be helpful to someone. And that is going to feel so powerful, so strong. You're going to feel invincible, powerful, like you can do anything. If you can conquer that voice in your head, you're unstoppable. And of course, there's all these other side benefits that are out there. Of course, helping someone else. That feels incredible, but that does feel like a side effect. You know, it feels like a byproduct when someone listens and says it has helped. It's like a cherry on top. It feels so pleasant, so good, and yet it does feel like that was, you know, you were hoping for that result, but you know, right? All you had to do was have faith and put it out there. So it does feel like this, like a little medal, you know, you worked hard and you got a medal. So that's a definite byproduct of that. It also makes you a better storyteller. I hope it does. I'm really working really hard to find stories from my life that illustrate a point that I'm making that's a helpful point to someone. And to do that, it's a skill. You need to be constantly looking out for any interesting story that happens in your life that's unique to you, that will be memorable to you and your listeners. And that is a skill that I think is a fun skill, because it's kind of like you become a detective. You're like, ooh, I know something just happened, but what was it? Why was it interesting? What happened? What was before? What was after? And how did I do this? How did I mess up here? Or how did I succeed here? So I love the detective mindset. It is super fun to me. The other thing that I found is, by starting a podcast, is you can look at it as creating your own library of creations. It could be paintings. It could be people write books, right? You could be your own short stories, your novels. And that in itself is something to be proud of, because it takes courage to create something. And it is super fun to be creating something that didn't exist before. So a podcast is just another way of creating that and having it all there for everyone to enjoy, for everyone to benefit, for people to listen, to enjoy, to get to know you. And that is super fun. So if you want to be the person who creates things, I think of podcast episode as paintings, but in a thought form. So you become like this artist with thought. You look for thoughts that make your life amazing, and you also look for thoughts that are awful and make things miserable. And you find them like little gems, and I feel the need to share them with people, because if I'm having these thoughts, then for sure one other person's going to have them. And just being aware of them can be a game changer. Once we're aware of our thoughts, then we don't have to react to them. Sometimes just seeing the thought makes you not react to it. And not reacting to it means the thought has no power over you. It means you can stop things that you want to stop, and you can pick up other thoughts that are amazing and adopt them in your life and activate them. It's like thought magic. So I hope I have convinced you to start your own podcast or start creating something that you want to create. But podcast is super fun because you have all these people around the world, anywhere in the world, get to listen to your perspective, your experience, and then your life is not just a life that you live, but it's also, and all the learning that you have from your life, but it's also going to be learning for all these people around the world for forever, anytime they can listen to what you've learned in your life, and that instantly becomes their knowledge, their wisdom, and they don't have to make the same mistakes again. Or when they do make the same mistakes again, they're able to easily recognize what happened and learn from it much easier because of the awareness they already have. And they can say, oh, I've already seen someone else mess this up, and now I messed it up. Oh, okay, then I've learned from this, right? Whereas when you think that you're the only one making these mistakes, the shame will not allow you to learn from them. And the last thing I want to share with you guys is the reason why I started a podcast is because listening to a podcast changed my life. Brooke Castillo's podcast, The Life Coach School, changed my life. The things that she shared in it changed my understanding of the world, of relationships, of how to take care of myself, how to distinguish feelings from thoughts, how to get myself to do things that I don't want to do, to accept the negative 50% of life. It changed my life in such a drastic way that I am a huge believer in sharing this message, the message that everything that I learned from her, and incorporating it with my own experience, because I do believe that what I have to say matters, and what I have to say people need to hear, because they need to hear it with my twist, with my experience, and that's how they will get the benefit. Because not everyone will love Brooke's, the way Brooke says it, right? So because it changed my life in such a profound way, I love creating this podcast for you. And I love the idea that it also can change, has the potential to change your life in such a great way. So I would love to hear all these stories about how it has made your life better. And I don't need to hear them, but I can already imagine them, and they are delicious. So if you want to ever start a podcast, there's no better time than now. You don't have to be any different. You don't have to know anything more. All you have to do is to start believing that someone, there's one person who needs to hear what you have to say today, and it will help them. They need to hear it today. And this is what the fire that I put under my ass to record a podcast, even when I don't want to, even when my voice says I have nothing to say and I feel terrible and on and on and on it goes, giving me 100 reasons why I shouldn't. I have trained the voice, the other voice, to say what I have to say matters, and they need to hear it today. And so if you want to record a podcast and start one, you should start it and send me an email. Share that with me. I would love to hear your podcast, guys. Love you guys all so much. Have a great week. And of course, I'm here for all your relationships. And if you need any coaching, go to my website, www.coachingnatalia.com. Go to sign up for a free mini session, and I will see you soon. Bye.